This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I was out, lots of stuff happens when you got to take some time. By the way, I wasn't on a vacation or anything. I had to take time off because I was shooting TV stuff. We will be making announcements soon. Oh, yeah, I'm under contract with a TV outlet, so I'll tell you that right now. Hey, and I'd send you over, but here's why I don't want to do it. I don't think we're ready yet for you to go over. We have like 2 hours of programming. It's daily. It's live. But I want to talk to you about it when there's much more programming, and that's coming. And it's going to it is going to be everything that you need it to be and more. Seriously, it's just going to be so good. Right now, it's not ready. Just being honest with you. And everybody knows we had a management team meeting. Not ready. But when it is, boy, it's going to be something to see. So we'll get back with you on that at that time. We'll get to that at that time. Anyway, so while I was out, there was an AOC fund run that they called a fun run, but they didn't put the D on it. And, yeah, it's a new deal. All right, the way that she's raising money, she held a 5K in Queens last weekend, and not this week, it was like, I don't know, about a week ago, whatever. And I wanted to talk about it, but I didn't get to it because I was traveling. But anyway, they said 400 of the runners, as many as that many, didn't realize that their $30 registration fees were going directly into her coffers. And so it's trickeration. It's her, you know, it's the same way she got elected, the same way that they've been doing her financing. I think they said she paid for her wedding or something. I don't know all the details, but it's all tricks. And by the way, somebody's going to run against her. I saw this a while back. There are people that are, maybe we talked about it. She's going to get some challengers. I think we did. So, good. But this was just so tricky. And here's what she says. We're getting together for our own health, for our planet's health, and to fight for the Green New Deal together. She told them as they started off, because they were running thinking it was just for an environmentally conscious deal, not for her campaign. I think it's really for this particular new Green Deal, no question. It's to help the environment, they said, to support the Green New Deal. These are the people that said, yeah, I'm for it. But there were many people who went, I didn't know that this was going to go into her campaign. I thought this was something to support the actual, threat, if you will, of global warming. Global climate change, sorry. Speaking of that, O'Rourke was on, ridiculed yet again for making the comment that the planet has 10 years. 10 years ago, I swear I see these people as the, what was that group that the guy goes on January, whatever, the spaceship's going to come to get us and we all need to die, and they kill themselves and they were waiting. Not Branch Davidians. Anyway, they all were sleeping in these cots and they took poison to be delivered, for this spaceship. They all had to die. And like Jim Jones did in Guyana, you know what they all have in common? All these cults, strong Democrat supporters. Yeah. Go research Jim Jones. Jim Jones was a huge political figure in California. Huge. Politicians want to take, you don't have to believe me. My producers are looking at me like, I'm telling you, Jim Jones was a mover and a shaker in Democrat politics. Go look it up. And I'm telling you, the state up to the top level, governor was behind him. This guy was doing things. He was on boards. He was in everything. Strong Democrat. The only reason why he got away with that nonsense was because he was in with the Democrats. And you know what he really was? He was a guy who had a huge sexual appetite. And he the only way he could take advantage of it was to become a cult. And they allowed it. And then he moved everybody to Guyana, where he started sleeping with all these different women in his, whatever they call it, in his cult. And he's fathering all these other kids and rationalizing it. That's what Jim Jones was. Staunch Democrat. Believe me. And you look at the ideology of the rest of these clowns, and I'm going to almost guarantee you that in 90 or more percent of the time, these people that run cults are very much Democrat-leaning. They are amoral. They will do things under the guise of Christianity, under the guise of the Lord, and they are not of the Lord. And I'll tell you something else. When you see these pedophile teachers and pedophile coaches, these are Democrats hiding in the very, I mean, they're like Barack Obama. They hide right in front of your face because nobody wants to question them. That's what these people are. So you got Ocasio-Cortez, who is a avowed socialist, who is collecting money from a fund run. Yeah, they called it a fund run, but put a D on the end of it because it was a fund run. And if she could have sneaked it in and not had anybody know, she'd do 50 of them a week. Hey, here's the one for this borough. We're going to move to a new borough. We're going to do, I mean, because she'd look at it as like, you know, the green energy is not just about my area. It's for all of New York. And she'd go all through all the five boroughs doing her fund runs. And the Democrats would say nothing. What do you think would have happened? Let me just give you some perspective here, because I know you're going, Kevin, what's the big deal? Here's the big deal. What do you think the media would be saying if Donald Trump did a fund run in D.C. and he says, hey, we're going to do this fund run for green energy. And then they find out that it goes into his campaign. What do you think Jerry Nadler would say? What do you think Adam Schiff would say? What do you think Maxine Waters would say? Do you think they would be calling for his head on a platter? Would they want him impeached? No, I think they'd want him impaled. I think I was right on the first one. But see, that's all you got to do to put this stuff in perspective. It doesn't seem like a big deal. But here's the interesting part. We're not asking for Ocasio-Cortez's head on a platter. Right? Conservatives go, well, Kes, he raised like $12,000. I mean, it's not a big deal. Yeah, it's not a big deal, right? It's just a little, whatever. I don't know what you want to call it. Transgression. It's a little thing, right? Yeah. How many of those has she done? How many are being done all over the country? And ask yourself, if it was so little, what would happen if Trump raised $12,000 for his campaign on a fund run? First of all, he'd be ridiculed. And then secondly, they'd want to indict him. It's not little. It's like saying, oh, I'm going to overlook my child shoplifting that little piece of candy for the first time. No big deal. It was only a piece of candy. Oh, what'd you do? I stole that, Dad. Oh, I mean, well, shoot, it's just a little piece. You know, it's not that big of a deal. Or would you say, you don't steal? That's not what our family does. It's not that little.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, while I was out, there was another campus shooting. Hey, welcome to the Obama legacy. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. College is getting shot up. It's the gun, man. It's the gun. Yeah, is it the gun? We got synagogues getting shot up by crazy leftists. Anybody wanting to ban a flag or something? Can we ban the gay flag? There's got to be a gay person that's done something bad, right? Maybe we should, every time something happens, you know what we should do? We should look at a person's sexuality. Go, look at those gays. That LGBT, you know, and just find out, oh, the guy's bisexual. Oh, look at those bisexual. The LGBT community is heinous. Just blame some, because that's what they do with guns. In other words, pick something that is one of their sacred cows and just blame it on it. No matter what happens, Notre Dame was burned. I bet it was the gays. They would freak. I mean, it doesn't matter. There was a drive-by shooting, and watch, it was the gays, man. Just start saying everything is for the gays, because that's what they do. It's a gun. It's a gun. It's a gun. It's a gun. The gun. The gun. The gun. Is it the gun or is it you crazy leftists? You moronic zombies out there. UNC, a man armed with a pistol, opened fire on students at North Carolina University during the last day of classes. Let me tell you, be careful sending your kid to public education anymore, not because of guns, because of idiot leftists. That's what you should be most afraid of. For the record, that is what you should be most afraid of in life. Leftists don't want to tell you this. 80% of the bad stuff that happens in the world is because of them. It's more than that, but I'm just going to use the old 80-20 rule, okay? 80% of the bad crap, give me your story. Give me your mother abandons kid, guy throws a kid down three stories in the mall of the Great Mall of Minnesota or whatever. Give me honor killing of a kid, blah, blah, blah. Give me murder, rape, carjacking, arson, you name it. And I'm going to tell you, 4 out of 5 times, more than that actually, it's going to be a lefty. Oh, they don't like hearing it, but they are the most dangerous people on the planet. And our lefties, I'm going to tell you, I don't care about Iraq, Iran, anywhere in the Middle East, the war zone in all the various war zones in Africa fighting over blood diamonds. I would put our leftists up against the worst of them. Our leftists are the Navy SEALs of destruction and devastation, bar none. They are the best at it. They can decimate entire cities. They're worse than, give me your pestilence. Give me your locusts, right? Give me your Asian dung beetle or whatever. Whatever can create the worst, I will put a leftist in. Give me 3 leftists in a decade, and I will give you more pestilence than you've ever seen in your life. They're horrible people. When you talk about the number of people killed by guns, overwhelmingly leftists, not 80%, folks, 98-99% going to be leftists. If it's gun violence in a bad way, committed with a crime or something like that, rape at gunpoint, carjacking at gunpoint, leftists, or a creation of leftists, no doubt about it. Just roll the dice. You couldn't open a casino on that. You'd be broke. Always bet on right. Always bet on black, too. Listen to Kevin Jackson, certified black man. 844-551-8255. So this kid goes into the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, on the last day of school, and he just starts shooting. Pow, 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 pow. Yep. Shot several students. He said, officers were nearby for a concert. They rushed to the building and arrested him in the room where the shooting took place. So luckily for the university, there were armed people nearby. Now, I wonder what would have happened had there been an armed person, say, on site, right as the guy started shooting. Could he have prevented the person from killing 2 people and wounding whatever number of others? Well, the short answer is, of course. 2 people killed, 3 remained in critical condition, and they said a fourth person's injuries were less serious. Students were among the victims, but they won't tell you how many, you know, how many of them were students or whatever. It was students. And you know why it was students shooting at students? Because it's full of a bunch of lefties, and these lefties antagonize one another, and they bully one another. I don't even have to know the story. I'm just giving you the common sense version. Amen. And it's a tragedy. You know what the real tragedy is? It doesn't matter how we dissect it or what is. 2 students that were beginning their lives are dead. Others are in critical condition. This guy is going to go to prison. The left is going to demonize the gun. They're not going to give you any information on him. But I can tell you right now, this kid is a leftist. I don't have to guess. You want to know why? I know, because a conservative kid ain't thinking about shooting up a school for whatever reason, even though we have more reason to shoot up schools than anybody because they don't want to let us talk. I called it intellectual rape. That's what happens to your kid going to college gets intellectually raped because they can't speak their mind. They better shut up. They are an intellectual battered woman, a Stepford wife. I don't care what gender your kid is. You can send your staunchly conservative son to school, and unless he's got a pair the size of Alaska, he's not going to get to. He's going to be shut down and eventually emasculated effeminated, and then he's going to come out the other end, you know, wearing, you know, talking like this and doing all this. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how tough he is. Unless you stay in the middle of it, unless you get involved, unless you're, it used to be you thought, well, I'll just get involved with my, you know, junior high. Or for me, it was grade school. Then it went to junior high. Then it went to high. Now, luckily for me, with my kids, they were raised in schools that they were put in schools that were conservative. So they were like, oh, Mr. Jack, we this is what we teach. But let me tell you, I went up to with one teacher and had it out. I've had it out with a few of them, but not very many, because for the most part, the schools my kids have gone to have been very conservative. But it's rare. But it isn't just, you know, primary school, junior, you know, secondary school, whatever, it's higher ed. You better be involved with your kids through college, talking to the chancellor, whatever else, and be ready to take them out. Be ready to say, look, I'll sue you or give me my money back. Because these schools are indoctrinating, and that's why this kid is who he is. That's why he shot up this school. They said the suspect's grandfather, Paul Rold of Arlington, Texas, said that Terrell and his father moved to Charlotte from Dallas about 2 years ago after his mother died. Taught himself French and Portuguese with the help of a language learning program. He said he never showed any interest in guns or other weapons. Of course he didn't. That's not that's not the point. He says, you're describing someone foreign to me. I believe his grandpa. He was foreigner because he left his grandpa a good kid. He got to college and became a killer, because that's what leftism will do. It'll make you a killer. Wait till you find out more about this kid's story. I don't know enough about it for this show, but I'll tell you, it's not going to be good. It's going to be leftist involved.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy was churning out jobs last month. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department says around 263,000 new jobs were added in April. That was well more than the analysts' estimates of 185 to 190,000. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, and that's the lowest level since December of 1969.
A New York Times story is providing some insight into an FBI counterintelligence investigation of the 2016 Trump campaign. Vice President Mike Pence says transparency is key, and we need to figure out what's going on here.
As the Attorney General said when he testified before Congress, there was spying. We need to understand why there was, whether there was a sufficient predicate. Well, I think we need to find out.
Pence was speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Man, we've covered some topics today, haven't we? I mean, we talked about Barr. The undoing of the Democrats will come with A.G. Barr. You can only take so much before you finally go, okay, D.C., I've given you my entire life. I've run it above board. Now you want to attack me? So I think Barr is going to unleash on him. And he's got all the ammunition he needs. He's got the Steele dossier. Did you guys... I don't think we got... Did we play that Hillary Clinton tape? A clip? Let's play the Hillary Clinton clip. Hillary Clinton is talking about Trump's taxes and relating it to the investigation, if I recall correctly. Something like that. Anyway, well, let's dissect that for just a bit.
Look at the Trump White House and say, well, you know, the Russians probably did help them, you know, to whatever extent we may not yet know. So we're not going to go there. We're going to do what they tell us. Imagine, Rachel, that you had one of the Democratic nominees for 2020 on your show. Mm-hmm. And that person said, you know, the only other adversary of ours who's anywhere near as good as the Russians is China. So why should Russia have all the fun? And since Russia is clearly backing Republicans, why don't we ask China to back us?
I hereby tonight ask China.
That's right. And not only that, China, if you're listening, why don't you get Trump's tax returns? I'm sure our media would richly reward you. Now, according to the Mueller report, that is not conspiracy because it's done right out in the open. So if after this hypothetical Democratic candidate says this on your show, within hours, all of a sudden the IRS offices are bombarded with incredibly sophisticated cyber tools looking for Trump's tax returns and then extracts them and then passes them to whatever the new WikiLeaks happens to be, and they start being unraveled and disclosed, nothing wrong with that.
That was quintessential Hillary Clinton projection, pass the buck, make it look like what I did was no big deal, make it look like what Trump did was, ooh, look at what he did. I love it. She said, the Russians helped him. It's obvious they did. And so we're going to do what they tell us to do. And then imagine a Democrat nominee who asked China to help. You know, why should the Russians have all the fun? Russia clearly backing Republicans. Do you believe Russia backed Republicans? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Russia no more backed us, backed Republicans, or backed Trump than the man on the moon. Russians did nothing. What happened here was what Hillary Clinton did, and she doesn't want anybody to think. If she can push it off as long as she can, all the better. So now the new conspiracy is, you know, Donald Trump making that comment in jest during a freelancing it, speech, just going off the record, so to speak, off the teleprompter. That was the collusion. Yeah, nice try, Hillary. We're going to find out what the collusion was all about. But can you? I just want you to understand the level these people are willing to go. This woman who hid a server in her basement, hired a separate IT staff to do it, didn't use the State Department-appointed email system because she was hiding stuff, deletes her emails, bleach bits, smashes servers and hard drives and whatever else, and she wants you to believe that Trump's the guy. He's the one. Colluded with the DNC, got answers, debate questions. If Hillary Clinton had any morals at all, what she would have said when Donna Brazile was going to get her the questions is, Donna, I don't need that. But she didn't. She has no scruples. And don't misunderstand, don't get it wrong for 1 minute. The Clinton Foundation is going to go down. And here's the deal. You might be asking yourself this. Kevin, how do these people continue to hold on to the lie? Okay, first of all, you got to believe. In the mind of a Democrat, they must will it to be so. You have to back them so far into a corner, they have nowhere else to go. Look at what happened with her husband when he was accused of the things he was and how many times he lied. What do you think Hillary's doing? This is her finger-wagging moment, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. A finger-wagging moment for Hillary Clinton, the Democrats, and everybody. Desperation mode. DEFCON 1. And if you think they're going to back off, there's no way. They're going to continue until it is finally okay. The blue dress. And there's many out there. It's not one. It isn't just the Steele dossier. They've been in cover-up mode more than anything. So they're fighting back at every turn. Every little thing is a nuance. They think it's a new part of the chess game. Let me explain to you, folks. Trump is frickin' Bobby Fischer. Doesn't matter what they do. You think, oh, it's shifted. You hear this, and you think, hey, that's what MSNBC is telling everybody. There's nobody that's believing this woman. She has no credibility. So if you're asking yourself, how's she staying out of jail? How's all this? How can she go out and say these things? Go. Let her have it. If she'd said these things a decade ago, maybe she was more believable. How many people do you think really listen to Hillary Clinton and go, yeah, you know, I believe her? There are Democrats going, please. She might as well be sitting next to Jussie Smollett saying, you know, it's kind of like Jussie's story. You know, Jussie's innocent. People get it, folks. They're looking at Jussie Smollett. They're looking at, they understand that there's a double standard of justice here. That woman should be in prison. And one of these days, she's going to have to face the music. And it's not as far off as you think. Because they keep poking the tiger. Donald Trump's not dumb. Donald Trump, what I tell you guys, I said he was going to escalate the rhetoric. And when he does, he's going to start calling things out specifically. Go back and look 6 months ago. He was calling this thing a witch hunt. He starts calling it a con job. Then he starts calling people out. Now his family's starting to sue. Have you guys noticed the number of lawsuits that the Trump family's waging now? He didn't sue. His family's suing. They're suing the banks and the financial companies that got these subpoenas for their records, and they're suing them saying, you can't just willy-nilly give our records away. Oh, but we had a subpoena. And Trump's going, no, you didn't have a legitimate subpoena. The family gets it. Here's what I'm going to tell you. The Democrats underestimate this man at every turn, and he is not dumb at all. In fact, I'm going to tell you something. Here's a dirty little secret. Democrats don't want you to know. Everybody pay attention. I'm just going to whisper it. Trump is brilliant. Yeah. Donald Trump is brilliant. And the way he's going to get these guys. I'm stuttering because I'm just excited. I told you guys. I said Donald Trump is going to sue people. He's not going to leave this up to the court. Why do you think that's what we're doing? All of our organizations are leaning towards lawsuits. So Donald Trump's going to start suing people, and it's begun. Now, I don't know the laws against suing. You know, by the way, Lindsey Graham said to Mazie or Hirono the other day, the president ought to sue you for slander. He says you slandered the president, slandered Barr. It was slander. He used the term for one of them. I don't have the clip. We don't have that clip, right? No. Anyway, he used the term slander in reference to Hirono because she made it was something around Barr during the hearing, like you lied about this and you did this or that, and immediately Lindsey Graham stood up for him and used the word slander. I don't know the details. I know there's something around when you're a legislator, you can't be sued for that. I think that's the only reason that Donald Trump hasn't sued Adam Schiff. And I don't know the details. Maybe there's an attorney out there listening that can explain it. Be sure to call me. Or if you just can tell me, you know, you want to research it, I'm not going to research it. But I know this. If he could sue him, I know Donald Trump would have sued him. So there's probably something against it. But give me a call if you know at 844-551-8255. So, you know, Trump is, he's triangulating in on these guys. The family lawsuits have begun in a way that he can get more information from the Democrats and ultimately lead to their, what do they call it, when they, you know, they vote them out, whatever it is. It'll lead to that. I think that's what his strategy is. But it's hard for me to believe that, and I know that's what you're thinking. Hillary Clinton's running around saying what she's saying. But don't worry about what Hillary's doing. Ask yourself this. Where's Obama? Where's James Comey? Where's Andrew McCabe? Remember his book? Where's Eric Holder? Susan Rice? All the other people complicit. Where's everybody else circling the wagon?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Freedom of speech. First Amendment. First Amendment for a reason. Something you do naturally. It's part of who you are. I mean, unless you've, you know, got a problem in your vocal cords or something, there are people who can't speak, you know, that maybe they're born deaf. And, you know, they've never heard sounds or what have you. Or some people that just can't speak for whatever reason. That is your God-given ability. And there are people out there who go, well, you shouldn't be able to say certain things. They want to suppress all speech. I don't care if you are a cross-burning Nazi anti-black, anti-America, whatever. You should be able to say it. I don't have to like it, but you should be able to say it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And the problem is, we let people shut us down. Fox wanted to shut me down. Oh, Kevin, you say, you know, blah, 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 you know, about the women, then we're going to have to fire you. Then fire me. Fire me. But let me tell you what you won't be able to do, Fox News, or as I call them, Fox Snooze. You won't be able to shut me up. Guess what? I'm still talking. I'm still standing on the edge of time. I don't even know what the song is, but I know I'm still standing. Freedom of speech. It's on life support in America, folks. We fight to protect our guns, but the amendment that allows that fight is dying right before your very eyes, and you tell it to me every day. Kevin, if I could just say the things that you say. And I go, do you have a mouth with a tongue in it? If you can say that statement to me, then you can say the things that I say. It's really that simple. You just don't want to say what you say I say. You don't have the guts. Come on, America, conservative America, pragmatic America, because it's not about conservatism. I say what's on my mind. I talked about Cat Williams, who said the other day, I was talking about him the other day, and he said, look, I'm a comedian. I give you unfiltered thought. I'm putting you inside of my head and giving you that unfiltered thought. You should be appreciative of that. In fact, they are appreciative of it to the tune of millions of dollars for this young man. Good for him. Should have gone a different route. I should have stuck with comedy. Now, you know, Cat's playing to an audience that is used to it. Black folks are used to being talked to in what we call real talk. We even say it. When you're talking to a black person, they'll be like, man, so real talk, Kev. Okay, real talk. Meaning, I'm not going to water this down. This is going to be something that we know, we understand, and you may not like it, but it's real talk. Black folks can say that. White folks, y'all don't even know what real talk is. Not anymore. You're getting fed stuff. People are, take this white, y'all just eat it. I'm sad to say, that's what's going on with you. Don't be looking at me, you white boys, going, what's this black man trying to do? He trying to do? Yeah, say it to me. You won't even say it. You're scared. Even though you got your radios there, you're like, okay, I really can't. I don't know if I can say it to Kevin. I go places and I'm like, what's up, white people? And they start laughing and I go, you can say it to me, what's up, black man? And they look at me like, really? I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah, really. You could say it. It would be okay. You just got permission. But by the way, you don't even need it. What's up, brother? What's up, black man? Bam! We shake, do a shug. I'll be, what's up, white boy? Yeah. We could recognize each other by our color and nobody care. Now, I wouldn't do it to everybody. I wouldn't go into a group of professors in, you know, at the University of Blankety Blank and go, what's up, white people? Actually, I would. But I'm saying, if it doesn't fit the circumstances, maybe I wouldn't. But you're not taking away my free speech. My people have been through slavery. That's the last thing you're going to do is shut a brother down. You know what I mean? It ain't going to happen. Woo. Hey, but here's the deal. Your counterparts, listen up, white folks, listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, if you want to respond back. And I know some of you do. Your leftist counterparts, those plutopians, progressive liberals, progressive liberal utopians is what I call them. Those people, they say whatever the heck they want. They could be white and talk about a black conservative and say whatever they want about him, and they get a pass as Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And colleges and universities all over this country, they teach nothing but hate. And that hatred is a hatred of you. Oh, they can do it in buckets. It's the patriarchal society. It's rich, white, conservative men. But no, it's also rich, white, conservative women. Oh, and by the way, it's just white, conservative women. Oh, and by the way, it's just conservative women. They have a hatred of whites is what they teach. They teach a hatred of men. They teach a hatred of anything leftist. And you know what you do? You allow it. So no wonder people feel afraid to say what they think. The woman who accused Judge Kavanaugh of heinous crimes, they are and forever will be lying skanks. And I got fired for saying that truth. And in my own house, they'll go,
Kevin, you shouldn't say lying skanks. You should probably not say that.
And I say it all the time. They're lying skanks. Hey, leftists, if you want to audit my show, I said it again. Blasey Ford is a lying skank. White nationalism is a made-up nonsense of leftists meant to cuckold white conservatives. Leftists hope to embarrass white people into never being prideful of their heritage. Meanwhile, blacks can celebrate blackness in your face. I was going through the airport in Houston, Texas, and the black flight attendants, I don't know if some of the white, I think the white ones did too, but they wore a shirt that said this, "Blacknificent." Impressively dripping in beauty, elaborately infused with melanin, extravagantly bathed in chocolate. I published it on my website. So you could see I wasn't making it up. These women were wearing that shirt or variations of it, and it was during Black History Month, and white flight attendants dare not wear anything that says "whitenificent." Now look, I don't care whether you think of yourself as blacknificent, whitenificent, or whatever, but I'm telling you, the Southwest Airlines put these women out front and center, in garb that you white people dare not do. Imagine if white women wore a shirt like that. You think how that shirt might have made non-blacknificent women feel? Did anybody go, you know what? What if I'm white? I'm not blacknificent. Why you get to, you know, to extol the virtues of blacknificence? And here's what you can bet. Not a single person complained about that shirt. Not at Southwest Airlines or the multitude of travelers. Except the open appreciation of blackness, just like we've been taught. Now, I'm overjoyed to see black women feeling great about themselves. But I believe that privilege should be enjoyed by all. Now, why did I say all this? Because I want to talk to you about the hypocrisy of the NFL. One of my buddies I was with, one of my writers, we were up in Denver writing TV shows. And he says, Kev, you know that new guy, Nick Bosa? He's from Ohio State. He goes, yeah, he's originally from Florida, been in football his whole life. Top pick, San Francisco picks him. And he has to wipe his Twitter clean. And the first question that people ask him when he was recruited by San Francisco was, are you a racist? Now, this is a kid who grew up playing football at the Ohio State University. And he's been playing with black players his whole life. He grew up in Florida playing football with what? All white folks? No, black and white. He's got brothers in arms, brothers in cleats, rather, all throughout his career. He's not racist, but you know what he's done? He says, I think Colin Kaepernick is a clown, and I support Donald Trump. And you know why he cleaned his Twitter account? And he said, because I might end up in San Francisco. 21 years old, quoted a picture of Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan with the caption, goats. Yep. So, I mean, he's a fan of Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump. And he's explaining that they've been made into goats. Anyway, Kaepernick is a clown. I will never take my sentiments about him back ever. Just like I didn't capitulate to Fox News on my tweet about the lying skanks that were the Kavanaugh accusers. And Bosa shouldn't have to remove his tweets about an NFL washout in order to enter the league. Further, his support of the President of the United States should be glorified and not stifled. And let me tell you, look at what these knucklehead athletes and everybody tweeted about Obama. Love of Obama. President Obama. We love Obama. Which wise one so readily accepted in all forms of media and all forms of anything, and you can't say anything positive about Donald Trump? You think you got First Amendment rights, white people? You think you got First Amendment rights? Yeah, it's a simple question, not a simple answer for you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.